This is Fresh Air. When people talking about rock and roll say Liverpool, you automatically think of the Beatles. But rock and roll historian Ed Ward says the Fab Four are only part of Liverpool's rock music story.
Without a doubt, Matthew Street in Liverpool is the city's musical mecca. Beatles stuff is everywhere, and on the side of the Cavern, the club the Fab Four made famous, there's a large shopping mall for tourists. Beatles are for sale everywhere, but across from the Cavern Walks Mall, unmarked, there's an orange door that once opened on the second chapter of Liverpool's rock and roll history. Sapped a lot of the city's musical energy, and after them, nobody paid much attention to Liverpool, except the people who lived there. Deaf School, founded in 1974, was the only band that attracted any national attention, and they were so quirky that they only managed a cult following. Still, people were looking at Liverpool again, and on October 1, 1976, a club called Eric's opened behind that orange door on Matthews Street. Eric's quickly became the focus of the brand new punk movement, and it was there at a Clash show in 1977 that Pete Wiley, Ian McCullough, and Julian Cope first met and decided to form a band. They called themselves the Crucial Three and publicized themselves through the punk press, but never played. They couldn't have. They were three of the biggest egos in town, so they wound up forming the three biggest bands in Liverpool. Two of them debuted on the same night. McCullough's Echo and the Bunnymen were named after their drum machine, which was dubbed Echo. And while it was clear that most punk bands at the time wished they were the Stooges, the Bunnymen had been listening to the Doors. If I said I'd lost my way, would you sympathize? Could you sympathize? I'm jumbled up. Maybe I'm losing my touch. McCullough, with his shock of hair and dressed in a thick overcoat on stage, proved to be a perfect pop star for the times. Sharing the stage with the Bunnymen that night at Eric's was Julian Cope's new band, The Teardrop Explodes. Cope, a tall blonde guy, seemed as extroverted as Ian McCullough seemed introverted, made no bones about his love of LSD when interviewed, and generally loved playing the lunatic. This may explain why The Teardrop Explodes didn't last very long. As for Pete Wiley, he seems to have been an even more volatile character. His band, Wah Heat, was hyped as the solution to everything, and Wiley didn't mind letting you know what a genius he was, something I once found out sharing a taxi across London with him. But when Wah Heat finally put out their single, 7 Minutes to Midnight, it had all the energy of punk mixed with that unique Liverpool psychedelia. We'll be right back. When I met Wiley shortly after this record came out, the band was down to himself and a bass player, and then there were none. Strangely enough, besides the Bunnymen, the only other band from the crowd at Eric's that lasted was the one nobody thought would get very far. After all, Liverpool was about guitars, and these two guys played tinny-sounding keyboards and drum machines, and sang songs with stupid industrial lyrics. And who'd ever remember a name like Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark? But ironically, keyboards and the new uses they could be put to were on the rise, and OMD, as they became known, even wound up having hits in America. The Police raided Eric's on March 14, 1980, just as Wah Heat's debut was over. It was the end for the club, but not for Liverpool, where the music's been going strong ever since.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.